So we are on Daf Yud Dal Ramad Aleph, and we are a few lines down. Let us remind ourselves where we're holding. We had towards the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis a Braisa. And the Braisa spoke about if a person has branches of a fig tree or branches of a palm tree, various types of trees, and there's fruit on the tree. So you've got branches, and you've got fruit, and you've got stalks. And we know that one is not allowed to be mesachich with food, even though food obviously grows from the ground. And as far as that would be a reason to say you should be able to, but food is mekabel tuma, and you're not allowed to be mesachich with something which is mekabel tuma. So we had a machlekes in the Braisa between the Tanakama and the Chachamim as to whether or not you can use these branches with the attached fruit. So there's really three things which we're discussing, three components of the fruit. There's the branch, which is definitely something which you can use for schach. There's the fruit, which is definitely something which you cannot use for schach. And then you have the stalks. You have the stalks, you have what's called the yodis. We know in Maseches Uktzin is the Masech in Shas, which speaks about yodis, and what is a yad lepri and what is a shema lepri. A yad is the handle of the pri, and the shemer is the cover, that which protects the pri, like let's say the peel of a fruit. The peel of an orange is the shemer hapri. And there's various dinim about Kabbalah's tumah with a yad and with a shemer and so on. So again, the branches themselves, for sure you can be mesachich with. The fruit, for sure you cannot be mesachich with. What about the yad? So sometimes we're treating the yad like the pri. Usually we say that the yad brings tuma. If you touch the yad, even though tuma applies and hits the fruit, but the tuma is able to enter the fruit through the yad. So Tanakama said that im salis maruba al ha'eichlin ksheira. I mean, I can use this as kosher schach, providing that the non-edible is more than the edible. Whereas the Achirim said, no, the case is ad shiyu kashin merubin al ha'yodis v'al ha'eichlin. Not only do you need that the branches are more than the fruit, you need that the branches are more than the fruit together with the yodis, because we're treating the yodis like part of the fruit themselves. Now the Gemara, towards the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, about five lines to the bottom, said, the case is, again, shekotzitzin l'achila. Now, to the extent that you are kotzitzit l'achila, so in theory we should say the stalks are considered to be part of the fruit. But what was the case? V'nim l'chalein l'sikuch. The fellow changed his mind and said, I'd like to be mesachich with the whole thing. I'm not interested in the fruit. And therefore, the yad should not really be considered ancillary to the fruit itself. That was the case. Now, the Gemara said, if that is the case, and now let's go back and examine the machlekes between the Tanakama and the Chayrim, between the Rabbanan and the Chayrim, Achayrim being Rabbi Meir, just to throw out a yidia. Tesis mentioned the Masechah Sukkah, I believe it's on Daf Yud Beis. That why is it that some Mishnayos say Rabbi? Why is it that some Mishnayos call him Rabbi Meir and some Mishnayos call him Achayrim? The Gemara says in Maseches Harius, at the end of Maseches Harius, that because it's actually fascinating, the Gemara says that Rabbi Meir felt that a particular Tana was not fit to be the Rosh Hashiva, so he decided he's going to go and quiz him and throw questions at him in Maseches Uktzin. Maseches Uktzin is the Masechta about which he decided it's the last Masechet in Shas. So he decided to throw questions to see if he was fit to be the Rosh Hashiva. And because of the potential embarrassment which might have occurred, it happened to be another Tana tipped off the Rosh Hashiva, that you're going to be fahared, you're going to be quizzed in Maseches Uktzin, so quickly learn through Maseches Uktzin and so on. But because of the potential embarrassment which Rabbi Meir was going to cause, henceforth they called him Achirim. So it says Tesis, but sometimes he's called Rabbi Meir. So it says it depends if it was pre or post that Maisa. Pre that Maisa, the things which he said, Rabbi Meir, will change his name to Achirim, but the things and discussions which he had post that Maisa, are called Acherim. So that's when you see Acherim in Shas. According to Tosfos, you know, I mean, number one, we know it's Rabbi Meir, as the Gemara says. Number two, it's post at Maisa. So the Rabbanan say it's got to be all you need to have is inedible more than edible. Acherim, Rabbi Meir says, you need to have that it's more than the fruit and the yad. Now the case is that you changed your mind. Originally you were planning on eating the fruit, in which case the yad should be a yad, but then you changed your mind, you're not really interested in the fruit anymore. So what's the case? If the Gemara says, "E katzan achila," if the case is you did it for the sake of food, now my term, the Rabbanan, why do they say that the yad is not considered to be a yad? I mean, usually we know that anything which is secondary to the fruit, is considered to be a yad. You might say that because you changed your mind and you said, I don't want to use it anymore for food, but rather I want to use it for sikuch, bakalei machshavtoi. So my original das, I originally wanted it to be the yad, to be secondary and ancillary to the fruit, and therefore take on the din of a yad, legabi kabbalas tuma. But now that I've changed my mind and I want to use it for schach, so my original machshav is bottle. You want to say that to me, bottle lei machshava bahachi? Are you able to negate your original machshava in such a way? Vatnan. This is the famous rule, the Mishnah in Kalim, which appears in many places in Shas. Vatnan. Kala kalim yardin ledei tuma b'machshava. A person can impose various dinei tuma, as in to say something will be susceptible for Kabbalah's Tuma through an intent, through a Makshava. Kala Kalim Yardin Lede Tuma B'Makshava. The Ein Oilin Mitumasan Ela Bishinu Maisa. But it does not come out, it does not come up from a state of Tuma. Pirish doesn't mean that it's actually Tomei. It does not come up from being something which is susceptible to Kabbalah's Tuma Ela Bishinu Maisa. Only if you actually do an action to remove its original yield, meaning you originally said, I would like this to be X, and now it is susceptible to Kabbalah's Tuma. If you say, actually, I've changed my mind, that's not enough. You now actually need to do an action. Continues the Mishnah, we say that, Shehamaisa Mevatel. Mevatel is what the Bach says, Shehamaisa Mevatel Miyad Maisa. Umiyad machshava. Machshava ain't a mitzia lemiad maisav lemiad machshava. But a machshava, a thought, an opposite thought, is insufficient to negate my initial intent. So if I originally intended this to be food, to be edible, so then surely the stalks are considered to be tafel to the fruit. In which case, just like the fruit is mekabel tuma, and therefore it's not roi l'schach, so to the yad it should not be roi l'schach. So what's going on over here? V'chi teima hanimili kelim. Maybe you'll tell me this Mishnah in Maseches Kelim is referring only to kelim. V'chi teima hanimili kelim d'chashivi. Avol yadis d'letzech achila ninu b'machshava nase b'machshava salkon. Maybe this rule only applies to things which have an intrinsic chashivas, like a keli, like a rashi, about 6-7 lines down. Chidei mahani mili dolei mevatlin and basraisa lekamaisa. That a second thought cannot uproot and negate my initial thought. Bekelim de chashivi umishe yotza alav shein kli b'machshava eina necha lafkia shma. Once literally the shame kli descends in his chal on this, you cannot uproot it so easily. Maybe you'll say that. Maybe you'll say there's a distinction between kalim and other things. Again, it comes in and out with machshava. Maybe you'll say that. The hotnan, but we have a Mishnah in Uktin, which says, kol yudesa echlin, all handles, all stalks of food, shebossasan begeren tahiris. Now this word shebossasan, Rashi says lekaman mefarish, right? We're gonna see. Either it's gonna mean to untangle, or it means literally to crush, but we'll kind of have to leave it open-ended. So, in other words, you want to tell me that maybe there's a distinction between kelim and eichlin, and by eichlin you are able to uproot it with a machshava. It's not true. The Mishnah in Uktzim disproves that, because the Mishnah says stalks of food, shabbosasan begeren, tahoris, which you, again, shabbosasan, we'll leave it blank for a minute, are tahoris. Rashi is geris, rabiesi, mitame. So, for some reason, the Gemara thinks that from this Mishnah we have a kasha on the vechitema. And we think we have a kasha. So, again, one more time, where are we holding? I broke off several branches, fruit branches, with dates on, with figs on, and I originally intended to use it for achila. In which case, not only is the food possible to be schach, because it's makabel tuma, even the yodis, the stalks are possible. They're also makabel tuma. And then I change my mind. I say, actually, this is great to use for schach. I can't just change my mind. I can't change the halachic status of the yad with the machshava, because you need a maisa to be mitzi miyad. Now, maybe you'll tell me that's not true. Maybe you'll tell me that stringency, that you need a maisa to uproot my initial intent, is limited only to kelim. It's not true from the Mishnah in Uktzin, because the Mishnah says, Yodis ha'eichlin shebissus and begeirin are tahar. Now, bishlam alamanda amr bosses and hitar agud and shaper. According to the opinion which teaches the word bissusan, that it means literally just to unravel, to matter, to untie. So, the kasha is not shver. Meaning, because you will see that when you untie something, you're not doing an action. You haven't changed the item, you haven't crushed it, you haven't smashed it, you haven't broken it. And nevertheless, what does the Tanakhama say? Kol yodesa eichlin, it means it was a yad, in which case it was subject to Kabbalah's tumah. And what does it say? As long as you untie it, unravel it, it is henceforth tahar. Oh, so you see that a machshava is mitzi miyad. It can uproot, it can change, it can negate an initial, a previous shame. In which case, you see that it is possible to do this, that a machshava is able to be mitzi. So, according to that opinion, which the Gemara is going to quote in a minute, the kash is not shver. Again, bishlam, it's not going to be shver. Lamanda amr bisasen means merely hitter agudon. All you do is you untie it, you don't do a maisa, and still you see it's enough to negate its original shame. Shapir, that's not going to bother us. Just the machshava. I mean, why just the machshava? Because untying is not considered to be a proper maisa. El Lamanda Amr my business and mamish. But if you say that it means you actually crush it, you crush it, animals crush it, you do a proper action to it, Maikalamema, if you see even by food it's insufficient to have a maisa to uproot the chaloi shem yad. Once it's a yad is maybe a satuma. A yad, it is tuffle to the pre. It's subject to Kabbalah's tumah, and according to the Man who says it means you need to be mevasisit mamish, ma'ikalamemra. So reading the Mishnah, it would say, kol yadis ha'eichlin, a yad, a stalk, shebisson begeron zahiris. Only if you crush it up, then and only then does it lose its shame yad legabe Kabbalah's tumah. So according to that, ma'ikalamemra, we're stuck. How can you say that if originally I broke off the branch for the sake of eating the fruit, in which case the yad has got a din of the pre, and then I say, you know, I'm going to use it for my schach. Oh, no problem. The yad now, it can be used for schach. Why? I need a maisa. Just like over there, I need to be mevasisit. So to over here, I need to do an action. That's the Gemara's kash. Raikala meimar. Sakti Gemara, hachanami, shebosses and mamish. Okay? You're right. We'll have to stay over here. The case is that it's not just that you changed your mind, but in fact you did a maisa. You went ahead and you did something to the stalks, and you crushed it. Yep.
That Mishnah assumes that we understand that in the first instance, Yad and Oflin are
Well, just to reiterate, what was that? Everyone agrees that Eichel is a bar Kabbalah's tumah. I mean, that's a davar. That's mafurish in the Torah. It speaks about how Eichlin, there's a musig of tumah. There's a parish in the Torah of tumas Eichlin. I mean, it says that if you have food which is hukshur, right, in Pasha Shemini, the chiyut and mayim al zera, if you place liquid on food, then the food is subject to Kabbalah's tumah. There's a parsha of tumas Eichlin. And we also learn out that a yad is also subject to Kabbalah's tumah. That's all learned out from Sukkim. The din of yad is not a din de rabban, and that's a din de raisa. That's a din de raisa. Just the Mishnah just says if you have the stalk of a pear, the stalk of an apple, which we know is secondary to the apple, and therefore, as the first Mishnah says in Maseches Uktzin, that every yad is maybe tumah. If someone is telling me touches the stalk of an apple and does not touch the apple, the tumor goes into the apple also, even if you subsequently cut off the stalk, it's farfallen. The apple is already tummy, it's too late. So what does the mission say? Kol yudei sa'ichlin, a stalk of, let's say, a fruit, which you are mevasis it, then and only then is it your mafkia, the shame yad. It's no longer considered to be a yad, legabi kabbalah's tumor. So says the Gemara, okay, if so, we will say the same thing. We'll make the same ukimta back on the braisa. And the braisa in Yigim on the days of Seichitainim and Emtainim, Parche Pachilim and Anovim, and so on, branches with fruit. That what's pshat when the Tanakhama says if the inedible is more than the edible, then it can be used for schach, meaning I'm reckoning the yad as part of the inedible. Hi, but I thought the yad is also tamei. I thought the yad is also subject. It's mekabel tumah, and to the extent that it's mekabel tumah, you cannot use it v'schach. So we'll have to make the same ukimta, and we'll say, no, what did you do to the stalks? You also crush them up somehow, and if you crush them up, they're also not going to serve any purpose to be a yad, in which case now they kind of move on to the side of the branches team, and therefore as long as there's a roiv branch together with a stalk, roiv inedible, vis-a-vis edible, then it could be used for schach. Frak the Gemara.
Was it tummy already?
No. Not necessarily. It wasn't necessarily tummy already. It just means that you're not allowed to be mesachich. You can't use apples which are tahar because they are mekabel tumah. Anything which is. Correct. We were just speaking about whether something is roy lekabbalah's tumah. And it says the Gemara, fine, you've given a fantastic answer in the Rabbanan. And you've explained why the Rabbanan say we look at inedible, including the stalks, vis-a-vis edible. Frag the Gemara, Achirim. What is the reason of the Achirim? Because again, what do the Achirim say? No. Adshu kashin merubin ala yadis, the ala eichlin. It's got to be more than the yad. But it's no longer a yad. I crushed it. If I crushed it, so then, for what is it still considered to be a yad? So that's the Gemara's kash. Now, what's the reason of the achirim? So we say the Amar Reb Yosi. The achirim go back. They hold like the shita of Reb Yosi, the Tanan Reb Yosi mitami. Meaning that's what we just said in the Mishnah a few lines earlier in Uktzin. We said kol yadis eichon shibisim begirin tohiris Reb Yosi mitama. Rabbi Yosi is matama. We'll see in a minute. So we're saying that they hold like Rabbi Yosi, and that's the reason why. Again, going back to Seichi Te'enem, they say Adshu Kashin Merubim Al Hayadis. It's got to be more than not just the Eichlin, but also the Yadis, even though you crushed them. And we'll see. We'll see a bit more in a minute. That's at least the structure of the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, "Hi, Mai. One second. What is going on over here?" Hi, Mai. Bishli mahasam taimed Reb Yosi chazya lechidub shimim ben Lakish. I can understand why Reb Yosi said what he said. That even though you are mevasis these yadis ha'eichlin, still mitame, it's still subject to Kabbalah's tumah. Why? You crushed it. Terence says, it's chazya, it's still roy lechidub shimim ben Lakish. Being that it's roy, these stalks, even though they're crushed up, but it's helpful and it aids when you want to take a pitchfork and you want to turn over the grain. So the fact that they are still connected, it makes it easier to use a pitchfork. A pitchfork obviously has got tines, and there's a fair space between one tine and the next, and if it's just small grain, it's all going to fall through. So it still serves its purpose, says Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, why am I saying that the yad is still considered to be tofel to the pri? Because it is doing something which ultimately will be beneficial for the pri. I'm going to turn it, I'm going to lift it up, and I'm going to remove the chaff, I'm going to remove the bad from the good, and so on. And therefore it's still a yad, exactly. And therefore, you know, more of an uktzin sugyo, what's takapshat in the Tanakhama according to that, right? That would also need a hezbra. So I can understand why Rabbi Yossi said what he said over there. But for the Gemara to say, oh, the Rabban, the Achirim holds like Rabbi Yossi. But over here, says the Gemara, Elah lemay chazya. What does it help over here? Again, what's our case? I break off the branch of a palm tree, and there's dates on it. So the Achirim say, even though I've changed my mind, and I've said, I don't want to use it anymore for food, I want to use it for sukkah, and I actually kind of happen to crush the yad, you know, the stalks which are attached to the you know, to the fruit and so on. So why would that not be good enough? Surely that should be good enough. And you can only say that it retains its shame yad if it is serving some type of a function. So there it's serving the function that it's keeping everything together to facilitate it being turned up and down with a pitchfork. Says the Gemara, when you want to demolish the sukkah, you'll be able to kind of grab the pieces of schach off from the yad, from the pieces of straw. In other words, there's still merit in having these the yod is attached because it facilitates the removal of them. Rashi says two lines down, Elahacha de boyelahu leschach lemay hazu yideis ha'ich lemishabasasin ve'enin agudeis ben. They're not properly attached. Begilayu bekashin shalahem yoyechzam v'yenatlo rashi hashibalim imahem. So somehow when you want to kind of lift off the schach, it's helpful, you know, like the more connected they are, it's easier to lift it off as a mat, as opposed to kind of small little pieces, thin little pieces of little sticks and so on. So it still aids and facilitates it, and therefore it's still considered to be a yad, and that is the pshat of the achirim. Good. Says the Gemara, "Gufa kol yedei se'echlin shabasin begerin tahoreis." Rabbi Yossi mitame. Now the Gemara just explains and says, "What is this lashon of basasin? My basasin, Rabbi Yechon, Amar basasin mamish. It means you crush it. Rabbi Lazar Eimer hitter egdan. It means you literally just untie. You just untie it. So bishlam el Rabbi Lazar Amar basasin hitter egdan. You untie it. Ha'ina demitame Rabbi Yossi because you didn't really do much of a maisa." Am I matam Rabbi Yossi? Why is he matam it? Surely you did a strong action. Being that it's still a groy, it still serves a purpose, that you can use a pitchfork, and therefore it is helpful, it is useful. And the Gemara concludes, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Lama nimshla tfilas and shal tzadikim ke aser, like a pitchfork. Just like it, you're able to turn over the grain from place to place. Af tfilasin shol tzadikim ma'apeches daitish la'kadosh baruch hu mimidus achzarius lemidus rahmanus. So too, it causes a change, kaviyachol, of the das of Hashem from midus achzarius, which literally we will translate as cruelty, to compassion. To compassion. Just to explain this a little bit more. And the beginning of Parsha has told us, it says, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenechach Ishtei. So, Tzali says the Targum on Klusav Tzali. Tzali is, we know, is a lashon of tefillah. So, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenechach Ishtaki Akarihi, Vayeoser Loyer. And Hashem responded, Hashem, right, the Targum says, Vekabel Tzaloise. So, it's a lashon of tefillah and so on. So, why over here in Parshas told us, is the Yitzchak, is the Torah using a lashon of this Sheresh Ayin Tov Reish, which is a lashon of a pitchfork, because just like a pitchfork is mahapech, the tefillah mimakim lamakim, so to the tefillah of tzadikim is able to do the same. The mashal, it's actually mashal in Yevamos, in Habal Yevimte, the mashal says the following. He says, what's pshat in this comparison? Just like a pitchfork is mahapech from place to place, so too the tefillah of the tzaddikim changes it from midas achzarias to rachmanis. So he says like this: k'moish she'ha'esem mahapech atfuah lahavdil hamida hara shu hamoit sheba mimida teva sheba. It removes the bad from the good. In essence, kach tefillah sin shel tzaddikim mahapeches lahavdil midas hadin mimidas harachamim. So it's able to make a havdalah from din to rachamim. Now, so the question which the Mashal asks, which many Mepharshim ask, is why specifically by Yitzchak? I mean, other Mepharshim say us, or in the Iyun Yaakov, I think you also, why could we not find this Lashon previously by Avram, when Avram davened? You know, it's the first place that we find this here. Avram davened, you know, Matitim li anech helecher ariri. You know, there's other places where you find Avram davened. So the Mashal deals with this also. Meniskeze gabi Yitzchak tfei mi bishar avis. I mean, this concept of tefillah being deima to a pitchfork, this is shayach to Yitzchak. Why? Then it's because Gabi Yitzchak tvei mi v'shar avayis l'fisha haisa mi dasei midas hadin. K'mei shekasa pachad Yitzchak v'yishav Yaakov b'pachad aviv Yitzchak. Ki adua l'chachamim. V'af al pikein, even though Yitzchak's midah was din, and that clearly should be like the default setting and anhaga with him. Alpha Pekin Bitfilosoye. Hafach midas adin le midas harachimim leshanes behem teva hakares. And so on. So even by Yitzchak, Hashem is misnag with Yitzchak within, that was his whole midah and so on, still we find that the tefillah is able to totally be mahapachit and change it from din to rachim. Hence, the Torah presented it by Yitzchak as opposed to Avram, and so on. It's also interesting, the Lashon of Achzarias. Does anything which Hashem do, can we ever call that cruel? Even when Hashem does something which is harsh, we know it's good. So what does it mean, a Lashon of Achzarias? So there is actually a dion in the Mefarshim as to whether the Geusa should be Achzarias or Ragzonis, which implies anger. But also important to mention that there's no such thing as cruelty. We translate the word achzar, and achzar is as cruelty or cruel. The Mepharshim say that the word achzar means achzar, only a stranger. That's what it means. It means only a stranger. So we've already kind of taken a lot of the punch out of the title. It's not chas v'shalom cruelty. It means instead of treating you like family, I'm treating you like a brother. I don't know, what comes to mind is what Rav Hirsch says about ribbis. Oh, it's a terrible thing, you know, that it says, l'nachri sashich, you know, to a guy, you know, you're allowed to lend on ribbis. Terrible. Says Rav Hirsch, what's wrong with it? I can buy low and sell high, so I can, with a commodity, I can make a profit. Why can't I make a profit with my money? Why can't I lend and why can't I do the same thing? Says Rav Hirsch, you're right. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to do so. But he says to your brother, who's in a time of need, you shouldn't do that. Don't treat your brother like, you know, like a stranger. Ach zar. So that's all we're saying. That at times there is a hanhaga, that Hashem says, I'm not going to treat you like my ben yachid. I'm going to treat you like a zar, and so on. Okay. Zog de mishnah vayde mesach and binisarin de verib yuda. We get into a very important sugya. So let's just preface for a moment. We have said that in order for schach to be kosher, it's got to be made from something which grows in the ground. It's got to be detached. It's got to be something which is not mekabel tumah. These are things which call pasal midyaraisa. Now we're going to move on to a psul derabbanan. We're going to speak about being masachech with a board, with a plank of wood, piece of wood, grows of the ground, it is detached. Well, it's not mekabel tuma. We know the din is pshute kli eitz, ein mekabel tuma. If you just have a piece of wood, it's not mekabel tuma. Says Rav Yehuda, no problem whatsoever. Mesachachin ben esarim div Rav Yehuda, and that's clearly a lashon which is meira on lechatchila. You can lechatchila take a board and you can be mesachach with it. Says Rav Yehuda. V'Rav Meir Oyser, Rav Meir Asers. The Rishonim already say, even though it says Rav Meir Oyser, don't think that it means he asks only lechatchila, but he allows it b'di'avit. Rav Meir actually passes it, and really it should use the lashon which is meira b'di'avit, but it's just being symmetrical with the ratio of mesachachin. So Rav Meir says, no, I don't allow you to do that, but it actually is possible b'di'avit. Now, Nosan ala neser shurachav arba tfachim. If you place a board which is 4 tfachim wide, ksheira, the sukkah is valid, ubilvad shleish and tachtov, providing that you don't sleep underneath it. So let's take a look at this Rashi. It's the second line in the Mishnah of Rashi's, ubilvad shleish and tachtov. I'm sorry, actually, if you look at the Rashi at the beginning of the line, when Rashi says Rachav Arba, the Gemara mefarsh man katani la. In other words, when reading this Mishnah, it's not so clear who is saying this. Rabbi Yehuda says you can be mesachach with boards. Rabbi Meir says you cannot. And the Mishnah says if you place a board which is four tefachim, the sukkah is ksheir, but don't sleep under it. Is that going back in Rabbi Yehuda? Is that going in Rabbi Meir? That we'll have to see. But let's see the next Rashi. The neser rachav dalet schach pasalu kida amar bigemara l'rav aliba deRav Meir. I mean, this really kind of gets a little bit technical. Meaning, when are we going to pasal a board which is four tefachim wide? Well, Rav, according to Rav Meir, will say it's pasal. Ule Shmuel l'divrei hakol. Shmuel is more machmir in the sugya than Rav. Shmuel is going to say any board which is four tefachim wide, according to every single tana, is possible. That's going to be shita Shmuel. L'Shmuel de Be'akol. However, even though I have a board which is four tefachim wide, sukkah ksheira. How so? U'kigoyin diyave eitzel adeithin. If it's placed right next to, adjacent to the wall, deschach possible in a pesel menatzad elabedal damis damin adeithin akuma. So even though everyone's going to hold Rav according to Rabbi Meir, Shmuel according to everyone, will hold that a board which is four tefachim wide is a problem, nevertheless, says the Mishnah, if it is literally adjacent to the wall, then it's not going to pass through the whole sukkah, because I'm going to say Deifin Akuma. The Ran, well, we won't mention the answer right now, just don't want to get sidetracked. But the question which one needs to ask over here is, the sugya, the Mishnah which discusses Deifin Akuma, is the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin. And if you recall, we had previously, well, what's the chiddush? You want to tell me Deifin Akuma? That's the Mishnah in Yud Zayin. We had previously, why does an Amora need to tell me about Deifin Akuma? The sugya of Deifin Akuma is the Mishnah in Yud Zayin, which speaks about a house which the roof collapses, and providing you have less than dalet amos to the place of the schach, then you bend the walls. That is the sugya on Yud Zayin. So the Rishonim are bothered. What really is the necessity of this last line? You know, we're going to get into the sugya, which tells me, is there a problem of a board which is four tefachim wide, according to Rav, according to Meir, yes, according to Shmuel, according to everyone, yes. Fine, we're going to get into all of that, that whole discussion. But like, what is the necessity? Just bear this question in mind. At the end of the day, once we finish the sugya, just to kind of rethink, and then you'll take a look at the Ran, what exactly is the necessity of this line? And we end up by saying, if you have a board which, according to everyone, is going to be a problem, it will not invalidate the sukkah if it's on the corner because you say David Akuma. Okay, I've got a much bigger chiddush on Yud Zayin that if you can say David Akuma from all four sides, it's okay. So just bear that question in mind. Fine. Al Kaponim, we have over here the machlekes between Reb Yudin and Reb Meir. Reb Yudin says lechatchila, you can be mesachech with a piece of wood, with a plank, and Reb Meir asks. So
we don't know the dimensions of the walls.
The length.
We don't know.
We don't know anything. The question is, do we know the dimensions yet? We don't. Correct. And that is that's 100% what the Gemara is going to get into. So Amar Rav Machlekes Binisarim Sheyesh Behen Arba. What are we talking about over here? We are speaking about a piece of wood, a board, which has a width of 4 tzvachim. And as we will see also in the next sugya, in the next Mishnah Daf Tezvav, in Rashi says Minastam. Roofs are made with nisarim, which are 4 tefachim wide. That was very common. So Amar Rav Machlekes binisarim sheyesh ben arba. The Rabbi Meir isli gzeres tikra. Rabbi Yehuda lesli gzeres tikra. So what is the Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says you can be mesachech with a board, even if it's 4 tefachim wide. I don't hold of gzeres tikra. I'm not going to make a gzera over here. Rabbi Meir says, I do make a gzera. What is the gzera over here? Well, let's just finish one more line. Amar Rav Machlekes is going to sum sheish ben arba. The Rabbi Meir holds of gzera stikra, or view the lesli gzera stikra. Avo ben isarim she'ein ben arba, tibra kol kshera. Why in the world should you passel it? So in other words, again, let's take a step backwards. Intuitively, there's no reason why we would think that a board, a piece of wood, is possible. It grows from the ground. Okay, granted, if the rain can't get in, maybe. Forget about stars. Stars is a hider, it's not Nikra Din. Okay, maybe if the rain can't get in, that's going to be a problem. But to use a board, what's wrong with using a board? It grows from the ground, it's detached, it's not Makabal Tuma. The Pashtus is like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mutala Chatchila. Says Rav, let's qualify the Machlekes. Machlekes is only if it is 4 tefachim at least. Less than 4, even Rabbi Meir is going to matter. Why does Rabbi Meir ask if it's 4? Then you have a problem of Gzeiras Tikrum. Sok to Rashi. Let's just see the two Rashi's. Machlekes in Sanjish Ben Abba, Shereiv Tikris Havayis, Asuyes Mehen. Rabbi Meir, the apostle, Isli Gzeiras Tikrum. What's the pshat? E Machshus Behu, if you're going to be Machshur that, what difference does it make? My roof and my house is also made of boards and beams and pieces which are 4 tefachim wide. Afi bin astar in Makura. And therefore, why should I go ahead and build myself a sukkah? Sakt Rashi, like we saw in Tezos and Bezim and Aleph. Vahu vade pasol to sukkah amrach mana vule beisei shal kol yemais Hashanah. So that is definitely a problem. Tezus said perhaps a slightly sharper language. Tezus just added in, and Tezus said, Ubeisi vade apostle midiraisa.
What was the core of the
Tezus also said that the reason why it's apostle midiraisa is because it says sukkah. I'm just saying Tezus articulated very clearly that it's a psul diraisa. So says Rabbi Meir, you know what's pshat? You cannot use a board which is 4 tefachim wide. That is what people use for their roof. And therefore, people are going to say, I'm not going to bother with sukkahs. I'll just sit in my house, l'shem sukkahs. And that is a psul, pashas a psul diraisa, and so on. Gzeres tikra. That is Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir doesn't hold gzeres tikra. Yeah.
What can't we say? It's because it's Megabal Tuma.
It's not Megabal Tuma.
It's not a Kli.
It's Pshuta Kli Yates, and it's not Megabal Tuma. That's not considered to be a Kli.
It's not a mill piece of wood. It's not a mill piece of wood.
Say again?
It's not a mill. It hasn't been to the mill to cut it.
Yeah, it's just a piece of wood which you could make into a table, you could make into something. It's just a slat. It happens to be that the slat serves its purpose. I just need a flat roof over my house. Sometimes, as we're going to see in the next video, often on top of that they would put plaster or cement. But it's not a kli. It's pshut a kli eitz. It's not mekabel tuma. Midir reis, it's 100% fine. Memela the pasha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Mesach in gezunta heit lechatchila. Rabbi Meir comes along and says, no, four tefachim wide, Xeris Tikra, then the Rabbanan. Right, the main thing is, as long as it's a doesn't have a particular clear form, you know, exactly. So again, Amar Abak Ligas Minasam Shish Ben Arba, the Rebbe Meir is like Xeris Tikra, Rebbe Yuda, less like Xeris Tikra. Avu Minasarin Shein Ben Arba, Divri Akol Ksheira. Even Reb Meir is going to say it's mutter. For sure, why not? So that is Rav. The Shmuel, as we said, is going to be a bit more machmer. The Shmuel Amar B'she'ein Ben Arba Machleikis. Yesh Ben Arba, Divri Akol Psula. For sure, if it's fourth Vacham, everyone's going to hold of Xeris Tikra. When did Rav say that there's no Xeris Tikra and it's going to be permitted? If it's less than four. If it's less than four. So let's just first finish one more line. Frag the Gemara, Ein ben arba, what, less than four Rabbi Meir apostles? Rafida Pachas Mishleisha, what, even less than three? What, even if it's two? Even if it's one? Even if it's 1 centimeter? So, Hakanu ba'alma, it's just a little read. I mean, if you're saying less than, even less than four, that's the machleika, so surely that's fine. It's just a little read. It's nothing. So what is pshat in Shmuel? So, Amar of Papa. And just if I could just parenthetically interject one thing, just note the structure. Rav said what he said. Shmuel said what he said. The Gemara is asking Akash on Shmuel, and Rav Papa is coming to explain Shmuel. Some Rishonim find this very noteworthy. And they say, we pass can like Shmuel, because Rav Papa, who is the Basra, is coming to explain Shmuel. And even though we have a klal in Shas, that we pass like Shmuel in Dinim Mominus, but usually we don't pass like Shmuel in other cases. Here, they say we pass like Shmuel because you see that Rav Papa is coming to be Maimedim. Again, one more time. Shmuel says if it's four tefachim wide, everyone passes. Even Rabbi Yehuda passes because of Xeris Tikra. Machlekes is less than four. Frag the Gemara, less than four, but it's just a little read. It's nothing. Amar Rav Papa, nay, and Achikam, Rav Pshat, like this. Yesh ben arba, direk ol psula, because we'll say Xeris Tikra. Pachas mishleisha, less than three, divrei kol ksheira, my time of kanan ba'almanin, it's like a reed, it's nothing. Ki pligi mishleisha ad arba. The machlekes is from three to four. From three to four is the machlekes. Mar sabre kevin de lisnei ushir mokum. Rabbi Yehuda says, being that it doesn't have the shear of a mokum chashuv, remember we've said, and we say many places in Shas, there's no such thing as a mokum chashuv less than four. A makam hashav has got to be four tefachim. So review this says, Kaven lesnei shir makam legazrinin. We don't make a gzeir of gzeris tikra. Omar savar kaven the nafki lehu mitiris lavud. Being that it has episach hashivus insofar as it's already three, and once it's three or more, you see it has a hashivus insofar as you can no longer apply lavud to it. Umar Sava came and then after Kilometer's Lovud Gazrinan. We will make a Xeira.
An Xeira in both cases is Xeris Tikra.
Xeris Tikra. So let's just explain, because there's an important ratio over here. So one more time. We're now just going to explain Shita Shmuel the way Rav Papa explained it. And we're saying this. Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Mesachachin Minasarin. You can lechatchila use Nisarim for your sukkah. No problem. Rav Meir says it's a problem and it passes b'diavad. Says Shmuel, according to Rav Papa, everyone agrees, fourth vachim, no way. Xeris Tikra. Everyone, including Rav Yehuda. Less than three, it's very narrow. I mean, you're not going to be able to be mesachach with anything. It's kanan ba'alma. Machlekes is if it's from three to four. Three to four. Rebbe Yehuda says, look, it's not, there's no such thing as any chashivas less than four tefachim. That is not going to be subject to Xeris Tikra. Therefore, it's mutter lechatchila to do. We kind of revert back to the din d'oraisa, and it's mutter to do it 100%. But, according to Rebbe Meir says no. Being that it's yotzes michlal lavud, so there's already a chashivas to it. Therefore what? Therefore, I'm going to make a Xeris Tikra. Well, one second. Let's think about that for a second. Let's think about the logic. What is Xeris Tikra? Person's going to look up to the house and say, hey, you know what? Why should I bother building a sukkah? After all, you know, the slats of my roof are the same thing. Now, if a person doesn't have slats, which are 3 tvachim, 3.1, 3.6, why would you make Xeris Tikra? Zot Rashi, this is what Rashi says. That's why Rashi says this point over here. If you look at Rashi, look at Rashi, Dibra Amascho, B'she'ein Behen Dalet. It's about 6 lines on the bottom, end of the line. B'she'ein Behen Dalet Machlekes. Bahu Machshir B'yuda Mishum De Ein Roiv Tikrois Asuyes Man Leigas Rinan Bahu Verb Meir Hayish Lemiut Sheyesh Miut Ha'isin Tikra Man. So first time I saw this, I thought, well, why is Rashi bringing in the sheet of Reb Meir and Gan Shas Reb Meir's Hayish Lemiut? So Teretz is because otherwise the whole gzera is that a person is going to look up. A person is going to look up to the house and say Mali. Why should I go ahead and make a sukkah? I might as well just stay in my house. Elamai, it must be because some houses are made with slightly narrower slats, and therefore Reb Meir goes like his shita alamo, and he's always chayish lemiyuta, and therefore he's going to go ahead and make a gzera. That's why Rashi had to say that, otherwise the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Another thing which is just important to note, or just interesting to note, to kind of file away in your repertoire of ideas. You know, Reb Meir is Chayish Lemiyuto. Often when we speak about Reb Meir being Chayish Lemiyuto, it's we have a particular Shaila, a Shaila in a Diraisa. I don't know, Reuven and Rivka went to Medina Sayam, and Reuven died. And we don't know if Reuven's wife Rivka had a child. Now that Reuven died, is Rivka, did she fall to Yibum, to Shimon and Levi, Reuven's brothers? So the Gemara says, Roiv Nashim Misabras V'yoldos. We can assume that there's a Roiv in Teva, that Roiv women give birth, they're fertile, they have the capacity of having children, and therefore we can assume that she doesn't fall to Yibam. Remeir's Chayish Lemiyuta. One second, it's a Shaila V'Diraisa over here. Chayish Lemiyuta. And so on. Treifus, Shaila V'Diraisa. Here, we're handling a Derabbanan. Should we make the Gzeira? Should I make a Gzeira Derabbanan? So the whole deal of whether or not I'm gonna do this, the Gzeira's Tikra, the whole Gzeira's Tikra in the first place is only a Derabbanan. So it's fascinating to note that Rashi is saying Reb Meir was Chayish Lemiyuta, and therefore I'm going to make Gzeiras Tikra. But the whole thing Midyarais is kosher. There's no Shaila. I'm just saying it's fascinating to note. Just to bear in mind, we have according to Rashi and Sukkah Yudalad, Reb Meir is Chayish Lemiyuta even to go ahead and make a Gzeir Drabanan. Just there's more to say, but just I'm saying in
not to
In theory, there's, I'll tell you after, there's more to say on this, but just an interesting observation. Fine, I'll call upon him. So that is where we're all doing now. Again, one more time. Rav said like this. Rav said the machlekes is what? The machlekes is in a case where the Nesarma, 4 tefachim wide. 4 tefachim wide, Reb Yehuda does not hold of Gzeiras Tikra, Reb Meir does. Less than that, even Reb Meir doesn't hold of Gzeiras Tikra. Says Shmuel, you're wrong. According to the beer of Rav Papa, 4, everyone holds of Gzeiras Tikra. Less than 3, no one holds of Gzeiras Tikra. Machlekes is between 3 to 4. That's good.
There's a half a minute that Rav Yehuda holds. No matter how wide your Nesarim were, you have one massive nest there across your whole sukkah.
Well, the question is, if you have a massive board across your whole sukkah, are we going to say that Rav Yehuda would say it's kosher? So that, or not, because then obviously the rain would not be able to get in. That would definitely be considered to be kavua. That would definitely be a problem. So there is a discussion, how wide, but there it's more din mitzad kavua, you know, mitzad sukkadiris are bainin, and like we saw in Tesis and Daf Beis, you can't have kavua in the schach. So that's an important view. Let's see. Says the Gemara like this. Tanan. Yeah, five, six lines on the bottom. End of the line. Tanan. Nosan la neser. Now we get back to this mysterious line. If you have a beam which is 4 tefachim wide, it's kshera, but don't sleep under it. And as we said, we think, Rashi points out, we think this is going according to everyone at this stage. So says the Gemara like this, Bishlam l'Shmuel, the Amr v'she'ein ben arba machlekes, Avul yesh ben arba divrei akol psula. So the board itself is possible. So I can understand, Mishamachi l'ish and tachta, that's why everyone says, because we think this line is going according to both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, everyone says, don't sleep under it. El Rav Darma B'Sheyesh Ben Arba Machlekes. That even then, Rav Yehuda says, it's 100% Kshera, it's Mutal HaTchila. Avlei Ben Arba Divakol Kshera. Rav Yehuda Mai Le'yishin Tachtov. Why, according to Rav Yehuda, you're not allowed to sleep under a beam which is 4 tefachim wide? I don't know the Gzeirah Stikra. It's like Mar says, you're wrong, your Hanach is incorrect, your premise is wrong. Mi Yisavres Divrei Akoli, Seifa Asan L'Rabbi Meir. No, Rav would say that the Seifa is going, it's a continuation of Rabbi Meir. Seifa Asan L'Rabbi Meir, in which case, the Kasha is not Shver. About according to view that it's fine, according to view that you can even sleep under it, and if needed, according to Rabbi Meir. Fine. Toshma. Shnei Sadinin Mitzarfin. You have two pieces of clothing or handkerchiefs, scarves. Shnei Sadinin Mitzarfin. They have Mitzarfin. You just look at the last Rashi on the page. Shnei Sadinin Mitzarfin. La'arba Tvachim. Lifsel Besukkah. Mishim Schach Posel. So if you have a scarf to Tvachim, another scarf which is to Tvachim, and you put them next to each other, then they would passel. Lifsel besukkah mishum schach pasul shesikeich bedavar mekabel tuma schach pasul beemtza poisel ba'arba. In the middle of a sukkah where you cannot see the evenakuma, once you have four tefachim, it will pass. So again, toshma shnei sedinim mitzarfim shnei nesarim. If you have two nesarim, ain mitzarfim. It is not mitzarf. It's not mitzarf. Rashi says lepoisel dafilu kula misuchefes behen kshera. If you've got loads of beams across the sukkah, they are not mitzarif, Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda. This is going to be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, af nisarim kisadinim. Just like sadinim are mitzarif to pasul, so too nisarim are mitzarif to pasul. Says the Gemara, Bishlam l'shmul da arme v'she'ein ben arba machlekes, aval yesh ben arba divrako psula. My mitzdarfin. What does it mean, mitzdarfin la'arba? So we're speaking here about beams, which are less than four, because if it's four, everyone passes it. You don't need to come onto a tziruf. So we're speaking about beams which are less than four. So what does it mean? It's mitzdarif. It's mitzdarif to get to the shear of four. El rav de amar v'shiyesh ben arba machlekes. Avo Eimen Arba Dirakok Sheira. Everyone says, if it's four, that's when there's a machlekes. Less than four, everyone says it's Kshera. So, what's the case? Echidami. Ide Isbu Arba, if it's four, so Rav Yehuda says it's Kosher, and Rav Meir says, no, it's a problem, it's Mitzarev. Lamalut Tarufe. What do you need at Tziruf? Once it's already four, it itself is a problem. I don't need to be mitzarif it with another one. According to Rabbi Meir, once it's four, it's mitzarif. It is for arba lamulu litzterufi. It is for arba amai. If it is enough four, v'akonabaumeninu. It's nothing. It's totally fine. So what's going to be? Again, so one more time, we said according to Rav, who says that if it's four, it's a machlekes. Less than four, everyone says it's kshera. So how are we to understand this machlekes rebuked in Reb Meir, that Reb Yehuda says the boards are not mitzarif, and Reb Meir says the boards are mitzarif? If they're four tefachim, according to the one who says that's a problem, i.e. Reb Meir, you don't need a tziruf, it's already possible. And if it's less than four, so Rav says, everyone says it's kosher. It's kind of malum. It's like having loads and loads of tiny, thin bamboo sticks. Don't serve to passel it. That's what you do for schach. Idelas arba amai v'kana malum inenu. Says the Gemara la'olam de izbu arba. Really, we'll say that there's four tefachim wide. If it's four tefachim wide, so then there's no problem. I'm sorry, if it's four tefachim wide, according to the one who asks it, Rabbi Meir, you don't need a tziruf. It's already possible. Says the Gemara, Umay mitzarfin, mitzarfin la'arba ames, menatzad. No, 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 we're discussing a different psul. We're discussing what is the maximum shear of Dave and Akuma for ames. But if you've got a board which is four tefachim, minatzad, which is kosher, because you say Dave and Akuma, and another board which is for another, till you get to the shear of Arba Amos where you can no longer say Dave and Akuma, then it's mitzarev to Arba Amos minatzad. So that's what it means. That's the way Rav will have to explain. Rav, who says four tefachim, everyone says it's kosher, that is the way he will have to explain the mitzarfin af nisarim kisadinin in Shittas Rabbi Meir. Okay, we'll have to call it here, and Bez Hashem will pick it up tomorrow.